This is Dr. Brenda Hawkins, Dictating for Patient Elisa, A-L-I-S-A, last name S-T-A-N-T-O-N, Medicare card number 72555, dictation 12213. Patient presents clinic on this visit for follow-up of severe painful periphasiatis and heel spur syndrome associated with both feet. Patient states it has been progressively getting more painful. Patient pain has been present since September and states that both injections and strapping as well as other modalities have not helped. At this time, patient is requesting possible surgical intervention. I'm checking for some surgical punctization. At this time, there's no open lesions and no interdigital maceration. Skin otherwise is intact, showing no new signs of lesions, abrasions, scoriations, lacerations, or contusions. Nerve vascular status at this time is intact, no sharp bilateral aortic distensation, as well as patient has palpable pulses noted in both dorsalis pedis and posterior tubular arteries. Musculoskeletal continues to show notable pain palpation to the medial calcaneal tubercle, the right and left heel, with pain coursing along the plantar fascia. There's pain at the insertion of the navicular region, as well as pain at the insertion of the Achilles tendon. Stance engaged, show notable decrease in medial artery of the heel, after proposed post-kinetic dyskinesia. Assessment number one is severe painful periphasiatis, recalcitrant and with failed conservative treatment. Pneumonexus tendonitis, the posterior tibial tendon and Achilles tendon. Pneumonexus talotarsal dislocation. Pneumonexus pes planus deformity. Pneumonexus pain and inability to walk plan. A one visual examine. Pneumonexus at the time, patient was advised of conservative treatment options. Patient refused these, stating that she's had multiple injections as well as trapping. At this time, patient will be authorized through the insurance provider for both endoscopic plantar fascial relief as well as physical therapy. At this time, patient will return to clinic in 2 weeks for follow-up management.